U.S. tanks rumble through Jordan as a warning to Saddam Hussein. Commandos may try to rescue Western hostages in Kashmir. Judge Ito tackles the Furman tapes. Good morning for Bill Lynch. This is Frank Settapani with the CBS World News Roundup. U.S. tanks and trucks have taken up positions near Amman in a clear signal to Saddam Hussein to keep his hands off his Middle East neighbors. Iraq threatened Jordan after two top military men married to Saddam's daughters defected. But Sergeant Nathan Portman, an Army spokesman in Jordan, says the maneuvers were planned long ago.
This operation has been scheduled for quite some time, and it's going right on schedule. It's been scheduled to go from August 15th to August 30th, and we're carrying through with that plan. It hasn't changed us at all.
Iraq denies having any designs on Jordan or conducting unusual military movements toward Kuwait, as Pentagon officials have charged. United Nations observers on the Iraq-Kuwait border say they've seen no sign of unusual troop movements in southern Iraq. Most United Nations troops in the eastern Bosnian enclave of Garajda will be pulled out by the middle of next month, leaving behind only a skeletal peacekeeping force. The UN says it's acting because of threats against Ukrainian peacekeepers in Jeppa. UN spokeswoman Leah Melnick in Zagreb.
The threat to those personnel there certainly has influenced the decision by the Ukrainian government to withdraw their personnel from Garajda. We are asking other troop contributing nations if they would be willing to have any of their peacekeepers serving Garajda.
The UN says Croatia has massed up to 10,000 troops in the hills overlooking Dubrovnik in preparation for an attack on Bosnian Serb positions. The number is twice as big as previously thought. Croatia claims it's captured the Bosnian town of Drvar, inflicting heavy casualties on Serbian troops. But at least one independent report says the Serbs have begun to push back the Croats. U.S. Envoy Richard Holbrooke has ended a second round of Bosnian peace talks with Serbia's President Milosevic and is going back for more consultations with Croatian and Bosnian leaders. Indian officials are growing impatient with Muslim separatists holding American Donald Hutchings and three other Western hostages. Gordon Taylor reports from New Delhi.
Five British and three American anti-terrorist experts are in the Kashmiri capital, Srinagar, and are helping the Indian authorities plan the rescue of the Western tourists. Members of India's elite Black Cat Commando Force have also been moved to Kashmir. The Indian authorities have previously said a rescue operation will be extremely risky in the inhospitable mountainous terrain. But pressure has mounted on the government to act after the beheading of a Norwegian hostage over the weekend. Gordon Taylor for CBS News, New Delhi.
Did the Russians trick Chechen rebels into killing a critic of the Kremlin's campaign against them? Jonathan Sanders in Moscow.
The family of Fred Cooney, an American aid worker missing in Chechnya since April, now says he's dead. The 50-year-old Cooney was, according to his family, executed as an American spy. They blame the Russian Secret Service for provoking the American's murder and then covering it up. His brother, Chris Cooney.
The Associated Press report Tuesday, August 15, 1995, which quotes a top Russian security official that Fred Cooney is alive in Chechnya and working for the U.S. Secret Services, is nothing more than a deliberate lie and a further attempt at covering up the Russian government's role in Fred's death.
There is no body and no proof about what happened to the American aid worker. And experts believe until peace comes to Chechnya, his fate will remain a mystery. Jonathan Sanders, CBS News, Moscow.
A body believed to be that of the celebrated mountain climber Alison Hargreaves has been spotted on the slopes of K2 in the Himalayas. In London, James Ballard says if his wife was in fact swept away by an avalanche, it would have been in keeping with her philosophy of life.
Better for one day to be a tiger than to be a sheep for 1,000 years.
A climber from Colorado is among at least four others feared lost in the slide on the world's second tallest peak, some 150 miles north of Islamabad, Pakistan. It's 4 minutes past. Federal agents expect to make as many as 125 arrests in a sweep of illegal aliens that's still underway at the Beef America meatpacking plant in Norfolk, Nebraska. The operation began around 4 a.m. local time, an hour before a scheduled shift change. This worker describes what happened.
All United States citizens in one line and everybody else in another. The United States citizens, they just ask them where they were born. They didn't look at no papers. And everybody else, they want their green cards.
The same grand jury that indicted him in June has returned new charges against Arkansas Governor Jim Guy Tucker and two of President Clinton's partners in the Whitewater land investment deal. Tucker calls the new indictment a backdoor attempt to get at the president.
If you can put the name of the sitting governor of Arkansas and the successor to Bill Clinton literally in the middle of the indictment, you have a far more politically appealing case.
Tucker says he has no intention of resigning. Shannon Faulkner had been expected to resume training after spending most of her first week in the Citadel Infirmary recovering from heat exhaustion, but the military school's first female cadet remained in sick bay this morning. The school says she may rejoin her classmates shortly. In Columbia, South Carolina, 39-year-old Sylvester Adams was put to death by lethal injection for the strangulation murder of a 16-year-old neighbor. Appeals courts refused to stop the execution, even though Adams' lawyers argued that a jury did not know of Adams' mental retardation and psychological problems when it imposed the death sentence. At the Simpson murder trial, the tale of the tapes has interrupted testimony. David Dow has that.
Judge Lance Ito's courtroom will be dark today, but he will be preparing for a sensitive decision that's bound to anger someone, maybe everyone. He is trying to decide which sections of Detective Mark Furman's racially charged taped interviews with a screenwriter may be played to a largely black jury. CBS News legal consultant Jill Lansing describes it as a delicate legal balancing act.
He wants to be very sure that he gives the defense everything that they are legitimately entitled to, but that he doesn't overstep to the point where this jury becomes so enraged and so blinded by the content that they don't pay attention to the facts and do a realistic evaluation of this case.
Meanwhile, Furman, through a spokesman, is insisting he is not a racist, did not perjure himself when he denied using a racial epithet, and did not plant evidence. Investigator Anthony Pelicano says Furman was making up stuff like crazy for a writer's work of fiction. David Dow, CBS News, Los Angeles.
The Los Angeles Times says one bloody incident Furman speaks about on those tapes resembles a 1978 police brutality case that he was involved in. It's 8 minutes past. Police in Northern California have arrested the man they suspect is the Interstate 80 sniper who terrorized motorists over a two-month period, seriously wounding one. Sheriff Ed Bonner says information from one of the sniper's targets helped crack the case.
She heard a loud pop. She looked immediately behind her and noticed a red pickup truck, and she recorded the license plate.
In Santa Ana, California, a man has been charged with impersonating an Army general to get $2 million in construction contracts from a fast food chain and its corporate parent. Public defender Dean Stewart says the case against Guadalupe de Leon Gonzalez won't hold up.
I can't believe that Taco Bell or PepsiCo would employ him simply because he's got a uniform on. He got those contracts because the company had experience upgrading Taco Bells and for no other reason.
The National Hurricane Center has discontinued all hurricane and tropical storm watches for the mid-Atlantic region, but forecasters say Hurricane Felix could still move about the Atlantic erratically for several days and regroup for a new assault on land. On Wall Street, after the first 30 minutes of trading, the Dow Industrials were down about 14.5 points. It's 10 past.